For the majority of this part of the program, we'll practice together with a guided metta practice. However, we have a question for you. The question is, whilst you've been practicing meditation over the last few days, could you just put your hand up if you felt restless or anxious or worried? I feel so much more relieved. Whilst you've been practicing over the last few days, have you felt tired, sleepy? Hands up if you've. I'm feeling a lot more reassured. How about this one? Whilst you've been practicing, has doubt, has the seed of doubt come into your mind at all? The other hindrances to our practice, as many of you will know, are desire or greed, ill will, hatred, anger. The five hindrances, which I suspect Kirsten and I and you will touch on over this retreat. Classically, they're spoken about in terms of formal practice. However, living in the world like we do, I notice them when I'm practicing in everyday life. However, the choices we've made to come here right now, to start practicing with the foundations of mindfulness, particularly coming back to our body initially in these early days, gives us the solidity of being here and now, and I hope when we leave this beautiful place, this beautiful, supportive, nourishing place, to carry on with this journey. In the spirit of the last couple of days and this evening and yesterday evening's talk, Kirsten, is there anything you'd like to add? Okay.
Maybe just, thank you for naming these visitors. And they will be visiting. They will be visiting in this context of retreats they will be visiting in our day-to-day life?
Oh, forgot about this. Thank you. And if there are moments of wanting something to be different, something to go away, aversion from the very, very subtle to the very, very coarse ill will and hatred, and there is a lack of energy or like an agitated, activating energy in the body when there is doubt, it's not that you're doing anything wrong. Very, very important. Part of the territory. Part of the territory. They will arise, and what we can learn is to skillfully attend to them and to know that they have arisen. And because we know that they have arisen, and sometimes it's one visitor, sometimes it's all five. Isn't it? At once. And because they have arisen, to be aware and wise enough to know now my perception will be colored by them. Now whatever is held in my awareness will be partly shaped, will be partly, colored by these lenses, one could say, by these visitors that are operating. And to know this, this is the wisdom, not to have them coming. Yeah. Or not coming, I mean, yeah. This is really the wisdom. And we probably will say more about it. So, especially first days of a retreat, there will be most likely quite a lot of tiredness. There will be most likely a mixture of tiredness and restlessness. Yeah. Yeah, that's what there will be. Unpleasant. Would like to have it differently, but part of the territory. So just really, that's my main message. Thank you, Denise.
Thank you, my dear friend. We will return to this, I suspect, with you over the next few days. To transform the hindrances, within my own tradition, Thay or Thich Nhat Hanh speaks of spiritual friendship and sangha, a community of spiritual practice, being important elements to transform and recognize and explore with courage and compassion the hindrances that visit us. However, this morning I'd just like to offer a guided practice. To take care of our ill will, anger, irritation, fear. Within many Buddhist traditions, I believe the term is called metta bhavana. I think some other traditions call it loving kindness meditation. Within the Plum Village tradition, Thay just calls it love meditation. He just calls it love meditation. So I'll offer some guidance for you to practice with this. For the majority of this session. So please again, come back to your posture, come back to your body, and the solidity of your practice. Thay suggests that we can use these practices and the recitations that I'm going to offer as part of our daily practice if we choose. Or we can just use a line or two. In our daily practice session. Or they can be included, as we're doing today, as part of a group practice and guided meditation. We practice this love meditation, initially focusing on ourselves, because until we are able to love and take care of ourselves, Thay teaches, we cannot be much help to others. Then we practice bringing to mind, these are Thay's words, bringing to mind someone we love. Then with somebody neutral to us. And then finally, towards someone who we believe, who we perceive, has made us suffer. Within many other traditions, I believe the practice goes further, a lot further, to include ultimately the whole planet and some practices go further to the universe. So I'll invite the bell and begin the recitations. And you may wish to say to yourself or recite, may I be peaceful. May I be happy. And may I be safe and free from injury. May I be free from anger and anxiety. May I look at myself with the eyes of understanding, love, and compassion. May I be able to recognize and touch the seeds of joy and happiness in myself. And may I see the sources of anger, craving, and delusion in myself. And have the energy, insight, and volition to transform these unhelpful hindrances. May I nourish the seeds of joy in myself every day and live fresh, solid, and free. May I be free from attachment and aversion, but never be indifferent. And in your own time, bring to mind someone you love, or somebody that you trust. Bring them to mind with an open, compassionate, loving, warm heart. And you may wish to say, may you be peaceful. May you be happy. May you be safe and well. May you be peaceful. May you be happy. May you be safe and well. May you be free from anger, fear, and anxiety. May you look at yourself with the eyes of understanding, love, and compassion. May you be able to recognize and touch the seeds of joy and happiness in yourself. And be aware of the sources of anger, craving, and illusion in yourself. And be able to transform these hindrances. May you nourish the seeds of joy in yourself every day. And live fresh, solid, and free. May you be free from attachment and aversion. But never be indifferent. And in your own time, let that person leave. And bring to mind someone who is neutral to you. Someone who is neutral. Bring that person to mind. And be aware of your heart, your body, your intention, as you recite these words. May you be peaceful. May you be happy. May you be safe and well. May you be peaceful. May you be happy. May you be safe and well. May you be free from anger, fear, and anxiety. And may you look at yourself with the eyes of understanding, love, and compassion. May you be able to recognize and touch the seeds of joy and happiness in yourself. May you see and recognize the sources of anger, craving, and delusion in yourself, and transform these unhelpful hindrances. May you nourish the seeds of joy in yourself every day, and live fresh, solid, and free. May you be free from attachment, aversion, but never be indifferent. And let that person go. How's your posture? How's your posture? Is it solid? How's your energy? As you bring to mind someone you believe, someone you perceive as having made you suffer, bring that person to mind. And with the foundations of mindfulness, pay attention to body, heart, mind. And you may wish to say, may you be peaceful. May you be happy. may you be safe and well. May you be peaceful. May you be happy. May you be safe and well. May you be free from anger, fear, and anxiety. And may you look at yourself with the eyes of understanding, love, and compassion. May you be able to recognize and touch the seeds of joy and happiness in yourself. And may you see the sources of anger, craving, and delusion in yourself, and transform these unhelpful hindrances. May you nourish the seeds of joy in yourself every day and live fresh, solid, and free. May you be free from attachment and aversion, but never be indifferent. Within the Plum Village tradition, the love meditation closes there. Although for some of you who have practiced for some time, you may wish to offer metta bhavana, loving kindness, love meditation, to everyone in this room. And further afield. Before, in your own time, you gently come back to your posture. This body, this heart, this mind. And to close, I'll just offer this is what should be done by one who is skilled in goodness and who knows the path of peace. Let them be able and upright. Straightforward and gentle in speech, humble and not conceited, contented and easily satisfied, unburdened with duties and frugal in their ways, peaceful and calm and wise and skillful, not proud or demanding in nature. Let them not do the slightest thing that the wise would later reprove. Wishing in gladness and in safety, may all beings be at ease. Whatever living beings there may be, whether they are weak or strong, omitting none, the great or the mighty, medium, short or small, the seen and the unseen, those living near and far away, those born and not to be born, may all beings be at ease.